This is K-Drama Time with Vinvi, a podcast where I get to talk about different Korean dramas, movies, and their most interesting scenes. This podcast is for those who are in love with Korean dramas and movies. Endless juicy gist is coming your way in a jiffy. Do well to subscribe using any available podcast app so you don't miss out on any beautiful moments. Please leave a review whenever you listen. Thank you. Hello, you welcome back to another episode of K-Drama Time with Vinvi. There's a new K-Drama in town, and yes, this is different from all the crime, thriller, suspense, mystery, action dramas that's been served to us since the beginning of 2021. And this one is called Nevertheless. Another name is I Know But. So this drama is an ongoing South Korean television series which stars Han So-hee and Sung Kang. To be sincere, I'm actually seeing this drama for Han So-hee. I fell in love with her acting, her appearance, her overall real personality in World of the Married, so I'm here for Han So-hee. And Sung Kang, I heard, is popular, very popular these days, booked and busy, from Love Alarm 2 to Sweet Home and Nivellera. And to be honest, I haven't sat down to see a full Sung Kang drama. One of these days I'll do that. I haven't seen Love Alarm 1 and 2, and Sweet Home, I just saw episode 1 of Sweet Home. I think I'll complete it very soon, but not now. Let me not give you up false hope. I won't be completing it now because there are so many recent ongoing drama that I have to see and review. And Nevellera, I think, is a classic. I feel I'm going to like that one. It's a ballad mellow drama. It stars another elderly man. I feel it's going to be a touching one. Yeah, that's it for Sung Kang. Like I said, I haven't sat down to watch a full movie or drama of his. So Nevertheless is based on a popular webtoon of the same name, which was first published on Naver Webtoon. It tells the story of two people who are attracted. They are very attracted to each other, but are cynical about love owing to their past relationship. And this drama premiered on June 19th, 2021 on JTBC, and is going to be airing every Saturdays, and each episode is also released on Netflix in South Korea and internationally after its television broadcast. So good news to all international fans. You can watch this on Netflix. I'm briefly going to summarize episode 1 because they air one episode every week, and it's going to be 10 episodes, so that means this drama will air for 2 months and 2 weeks. Well, that's a very long time. So let me quickly summarize this. This drama tells a story of, it's centered around art school, telling us the story of sculpture students and their journey. And Nabi, played by Han So-hee, just cut off from a very toxic relationship with an elderly guy. I'm so happy she left him. I don't know why some humans, I wouldn't say men, I don't know why some humans are just so toxic. Like, you're cheating on her, but you still make her feel less of herself, make her feel very bad of herself. I'm glad she didn't wait after seeing this man cheat. She just walked out and ran for her life. That's so courageous of her, because most people in toxic relationships find it difficult to leave. And boom, afterwards she got introduced to Park Ji-hoon by one of her friends. This drama is rated 19 because the language they use, the smoke, it feels so real, like what happened in normal young adult university student life. I'm living for this drama. I'm living for it. Their use of word, no restriction. Well, that's why it's rated 19. Park Ji-hoon and Nabi, they are attracted to each other. Their chemistry is bomb, is on point. You could see me, if you saw me last night watching this drama, I was just so excited, smiling, rubbing my legs against each other. Like, this is just to calm me down from all the thriller crime dramas I've been seeing. Beyond Evil, Mouse, Penthouse, this is a calming drama. It's so romantic. I love their chemistry. And I heard from people, like some things I've been reading online, they said the webtoon, it isn't a happy ending for the guy, but I hope the writer changed some things. But if they want to go with the webtoon, no problem. But I love this chemistry. Sun Kang's character Park Ji-hoon is a flirt. He doesn't believe in love. He just wants to flirt, have sex, have fun with women, but he doesn't want to stay committed. I guess maybe from a previous trauma. I don't know why, but if Park Ji-hoon messes with Nabi, we'll be coming for him. We're going to come for him. I don't want anything spoiling this beautiful chemistry. And yeah, I took note of the second lead. He just had a scene or two in episode one. I want to see his character development, and the second female lead, I want to see their character development. So episode one didn't say much, just them introducing each character and the characters meeting each other. So that's that about episode one. Nothing much. I love this, and I won't be giving a rating now. I won't rate episode one since we don't really know what's going to happen, but I love the character development. I love the actor's chemistry, the actress chemistry. I love Sun Kang's smile. Sun Kang is a tall glass of wine. I didn't know he was this tall. Like I said, I haven't sat down to see to finish a complete movie or drama of his, but I saw him in episode one of Sweet Home. I didn't really, you know, check out his height, but man is damn tall and fine. He knows how to flirt. My heart is beating for him already. But damn, Sun Kang is a very fine man. He's so fine. He's fine. And he's executing this playboy role, this flirt role very well. And Han So-hee on the other side, she's doing justice to it. She's looking so beautiful and healthy. It looks as if she gained weight, which looks so good on her. I love to see Korean actors, actress, K-pop idols, you know, living a healthy lifestyle and not dieting, starving themselves. She's looking so good. Other characters, they're amazing. Their use of, you know, adult words, it's so fun and so realistic. Call it, it's a feel-good drama. I already recommended this to some of my friends and they would start soon, because I know, if you know Marian, she's really into romance, and she already asked me for the title because I posted the poster on my WhatsApp status. I'm like, what? She was like, what's the title? Like, nevertheless. So she's going to watch this one, like, because my girl, she's into romance and all. She loves romance for days. So thank you all for listening to episode one review of Nevertheless, and let me know what you think about this episode. Do you like it? Did it make you feel good? Did it make you want to be in love again? I'm telling the truth, while watching this, I was just feeling good, feeling myself, smiling, everything, the chemistry, their body language and all. It's a feel-good drama and I love it. I hope you also love it, and I hope they continue with this pace. Episode 2 to 10, I just hope the direction, the, you know, everything they're putting into it, I just hope they keep it up and not disappoint us. Woo! And I'm so ready for it. If it's going to be a happy or sad ending, I'm so ready for it. Yes, my heart is strong. No one is going to break my heart, and this is the reason I haven't seen Youth of Me. Spoilers everywhere. There's spoilers everywhere about Youth of May, that the girl died. Oh, I'm still going to see it because I like the two actors. The lady, Go Min-shi, was in Sweet Home. Like I said, I watched episode 1, so I saw her there. And the other guy played Han-sik younger version in Beyond Evil. I like his acting. He was also in 18 Again. I've not seen it, but I've seen spoilers all over Instagram and Twitter. So I can't wait to see that one. Thank you for listening to K-Drama Time with Vinvi. Please like, comment, share this podcast with your friends, loved ones, our fellow K-Drama lovers. I'd really appreciate that. So, bye. Thanks for listening to K-Drama Time with Vinvi. Please subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening from, and also follow us on Instagram. Thank you.